Whoa! Hey, this is John Bolger with Premier Guitar. I'm here with the one and only Johnny Hyland, and we are in Nashville, Tennessee, shortly before your gig. Johnny, man, thanks for having us.
Oh, John, thanks for doing this, brother. It's a pleasure, brother. Man. Yeah. I love Premier Guitar, man, and I'm so grateful.
Well, we are big fans of you. So,
well, thank you.
Why don't you start talking? You're a guy that, when I first saw you years and years ago, you were the Telemaster, and you've since then gone through a lot of different guitars.
You know, I have, man. I started out with the Telecaster and a Twin, you know, which was kind of the traditional Nashville thing.
Yeah.
But then signing on to Steve Vai's label in 04, I needed a, you know, like 24 frets and a whammy bar or something to play rock stuff and mix the country in with that, you know. So I started expanding my rig. Seems like when I moved to Nashville, I sold all the rack gear, went small, and then started growing again, you know, after I got signed. So, yeah. But I will say this, man, I've had 15 years in this business already and haven't had the chance to really tour the way I've wanted to. So my live rig has, like I said, it's expanded. But now I'm playing Music Man guitars, and I just thoroughly love these things, man. The necks on them are just amazing, and Music Man has been so gracious to me, man. But I got to tell you, the Axis Sport from 1998 is my favorite guitar. We're definitely going to try to get Music Man to make a Johnny model out of something like this.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, this is a 1998 Axis Sport, and of course it has the pickguard where you can put single coils in it, and you know, for a Tele-loving guy like myself, it's pretty awesome. So what I did is I found this guitar, had Glazier put some bigger dots in it. You know, everyone's a fan of Joe Glazier here.
Sure.
And I have my own signature Johnny Hyland six-shooter singles from Electric City Pickups in Waymark, Pennsylvania. And custom wiring harness from Martin Six String Customs, which essentially is 1 and 3 and 5 are like your stock Tele.
Oh.
2 is your second position Strat tone, and 4 is just the middle pickup by itself.
Wow, that's great.
So, yeah, it's really kind of neat, man. And the Axis Sport's kind of been my go-to girl for the last 5 years or so.
Wow, would you mind just flipping through the, playing a little bit on each each one of those
Well, let
settings?
Me just say this, man. The, you know, like the bridge pickup has a bass plate. So I do have that. But then my second position is totally stratty, you know. Gives me that total Albert Lee thing, you know, and Albert's a Music Man guy too. So.
Right.
Then I have the middle Tele position, which is, you know, neck and bridge together. So I have like. You know, so I can do all the Chet stuff.
Right.
But then when I want to be stratty in the middle position, I go to the fourth position, which is just middle, you know. It has more of a stratty appeal, but the middle strat tone, I never liked the fourth position in a strat.
Right. Well, it's almost kind of redundant. It's a lot like the other one, so it's so cool to have that option.
Yeah, and then of course I have my big meaty fifth pick, you know, neck pickup up here, fifth position. Yeah. So I have all that, which I really love. If I want to play like a rhythm and blues, I can. And then if I want to play a solo, I just flick one switch.
Right.
And I'm in, you know, lead mode. So it makes it really easy to get to, you know.
Right. Wow, and cool. That's such an SRV kind of tone right there.
Oh, yeah, buddy. It's bubbly and fat, and I just love Electric City pickups, man. And Billy Miguel is the bomb. He makes all my pickups.
So how did you meet these guys? They just were fans of your work?
You know, man, I met them really at the Philadelphia Guitar Show. I've been going up there a few years now, and of course, we're heading down to the Dallas Guitar Show. I like flopping around to the different guitar shows because I'm a junkie for guitar, what can I say?
Right.
So I actually met Matt first through Martin Six String Customs, and unfortunately they went out of business, but I'm really fortunate they made a Johnny Hyland harness, but Billy's going to carry on from Electric City Pickups. I think he's going to start doing harnesses as well, and of course the harnesses will still be made by some of the same people that were with Martin Six String. So. Oh.
Yeah, that is killer. Well, that's great. So is this your number one right now?
This is. And actually, this is the first time in 15 years I've actually gone back to a hardtail.
Really?
And 22 frets.
Wow.
So I guess you can say the country left me for a while, but it's back. And you can't wear, you know, square-toed boots and a cowboy hat and not have a Tele-sounding feeling guitar. So yeah.
Wow.
Music Man done it with this one, man. This is a sweetheart.
Yeah, it's amazingly versatile.
It's great, man. I love it. Because
that Tele sound is like dead on, but everything else is, you know.
Well, you know, John, the tone too, bud, is in the fake fingernails, which Modern Nails in Nashville does mine. Jenny Trang and her husband, they take care of me on my nails, which is acrylic, you know.
Oh.
And then, of course, Vinny from V-Picks. We have a Johnny Highland signature pick.
Oh, right.
Which is great. So for all you folks, go to vpicks.com and get you one.
Did it take you a while to get used to that thicker? Because they're a thick pick.
You know, mine is, I've had Vinny do a few different things to mine. We started out with the ridges in it.
Right.
To where it'd be easy to grab.
Yeah.
But then I found that I like just the straighter. And so when you put the V-Picks logo and my name in it,
It's
actually cool because it's dipped down in. So it still has a grip to it.
Sure.
But the thicker part of it, no, man. I found that I'd do anything I needed to do to help my tone, you know?
Right.
And with acrylic fingernails, the picks are made out of acrylic too, I'm sure, or something like that. So I was able to actually get the same sound from pick to finger, you know?
Right.
So I could... It's hard to really tell the difference.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And with other picks, you know, I still love Dava picks. I've still, you know, I've got some Music Man, Johnny Highland picks that I use. But V-Picks, man, I can't play just my Johnny model, dude. I play the Screamer. I play the Venom. I play the Black Hole, which we have a Johnny version of that called the Gunshot, which is neat.
Cool.
And so I keep a bunch of V-Picks on me, man, because I never know what emotion I'm going to be in or how I'm feeling. And so I switch through V-Picks like Carter went through liver pills. So.
Oh, you know, it's funny. We did Vernon Reed 2 days ago, and he's using those as well.
Awesome. So, well, man, I'll tell you what. They do change your life. They're amazing picks.
Okay, cool.
Let me show you some other Git Fiddles.
Yeah, yeah. What do you? What's next? What do you want?
By the way, John, I have to show you this, bud. Nogi Edwards' wife, Judy, made me this beautiful strap, and God love her heart, she makes some wonderful leather stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that thing. Yeah. Judy's a sweetheart.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, which are we looking at now? You've got...
You know, man, let me show you my Cillo, man. This is the guitar that really started it for me with Music Man.
Okay.
This guitar is your 24 fret, baby, with a, you know, a tremolo, and of course, I got it set in a dive bomb like crazy, you know. Yeah. But this was actually my number one Music Man that I fell in love with. Now, it wasn't this exact guitar. It was a gold one. But this one,
I remember
truly,
that guitar.
Yeah, it truly became my number one guitar. And, you know, the dot in the first fret like Danny Gatton, you know, that's kind of my tribute to Danny. But,
Hey, is that a Graphtech nut?
Nope,
that?
Actually, that's a stock Music Man nut, man.
Really?
And they actually do use a compensated nut, lock and tuners. You know, their tremolos actually stay in tune even when you float them. It's amazing. And, of course, Johnny Highland six-shooter singles in here.
Now, what is this crazy thing in the middle?
Well, this is actually, man, I have a lot to do with this little gadget. There's a buddy of mine in D.C. named George Pittaway, and he runs a company called Runbar. And this is what this little gadget is. Well, it's not the company. It's not the name. It's the product's name, Runbar. But essentially what it does is it raises your pick guard up under the string so that when you, like, do arpeggio sweeps or anything like that, you can hear the pick against the run bar because it raises it up. Essentially, it's not making any sound. It's not doing anything to really change your tone. But what it's doing is raising the pick guard up. So like if I was playing something in the rock vein, you know, like. And if I wanted to do an arpeggio sweep, you know, like. See, to make it cleaner, my pick is sweeping. And it's not there. I don't have to control where the pick is under the string.
Oh.
See, there's no space under there, if you can see it.
Right.
I don't know if you can get a good camera shot of that, brother, but as you can see, the string is right underneath.
Yeah.
The string is right over the run bar, man, and the run bar is, it's basically just raising up the guard so when you do an arpeggio sweep, you're not going to fail. Man, I love this new 12-string sound I'm using here with the Mosaic, dude. It's great. And if you're playing rock like a real fast run, you can use the run bar for that. You know, like. Because the pick has, you have total functionality using the run bar, man. It just makes it easier.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's one of those never fail products, man, and I love it. I started using it to teach with, like, students that were trying to learn pick control and how to, you know, because sometimes you can stick too much pick under the string as you're learning.
Yeah.
So I would use the run bar to teach people how to play and learn pick control.
Wow.
But man, you can become a speed demon on a, you know, with a run bar on. And so I started using it for arpeggio sweeps and different things. It's as kind of like a safety net. So it stayed on my Cillo, man. I love it. And it's a product that's not very expensive, and it will retrofit on any guitar, you know, just with some little Velcro pads underneath.
Right.
And it's a killer invention, man. So me and Mr. Bill Vornick here in Nashville are working with George and his buddy Peter to bring this to the market.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really okay. Neat. So let's move on to a different guitar, man.
Before we leave, though, I love that you have the Van Halen eye hooks.
You know, buddy, I did that years ago. I actually took a flight one time, and when I got off the airplane, my strap button was broke, my strap lock.
Right.
And so someone was like, I'll be right back, dude. And they went to the hardware store and brought me back these little eye loops.
Yeah.
And, man, I've used them ever since. So, like, it's an old Eddie trick.
Right.
Man. So I stole it, and that way, anytime someone wanted to stick a different strap on to play in a honky-tonk or whatever, then you can change out straps real easy.
Yeah.
It. So.
Yeah, I love that. All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, let's look at the next one.
Right on, buddy. You got it.
Okay, so what are we talking about here?
Well, buddy, I'll tell you what. This is my Godin Acousticaster, and Godin has been so good to me since 2010, man. And when I went out on the road, I started preparing the new album and stuff, and I'd go out and try new songs in the middle of my show, just playing acoustic and singing and giving people's ears a rest, because I happen to be a loud guitar player.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Loud and proud.
But I really had a problem with segueing from a skinny, you know, electric guitar to a bigger bodied acoustic.
Sure.
It was just really weird for me, and as much as I love Martin guitars and, you know, Gibsons and other acoustic guitars and own them, I needed something that was functional and effective on the road,
yeah.
You know? So Godin makes this little beautiful Acousticaster, which really feels similar to a Tele. You know, Canadian maple top, or spruce rather, mahogany back and sides, maple neck. And man, this thing, you plug it in, I plugged it into my half stack before, it sounds amazing. So it's been really the acoustic that I've gone to on the road, and I also am a fan of their multi-act nylon strings as well.
Sure.
And in fact, on my new record, I just did a duet with Mr. Tom Bresch. We did a tribute to Buster B. Jones. So when the new album comes out, y'all will have to. Johnny Hyland's first time with a thumb pick.
Oh, really?
It's fun, man.
Well, that's awesome.
So yeah, the Godin's, man, are just a blessing in my life, man, and I'm real grateful for that.
Oh, that's great.
It's a beauty.
Okay, so this, and then what is the, this is cool. This jazz box.
Yeah, buddy. Well, let me explain this girl to you, John. Actually, I was getting ready to, as you know, I've been doing a lot of True Fire videos lately.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing, man, because I was at the Philadelphia Guitar Show looking to buy a 335. And because I was going to do like a Western Swing kind of segment on my latest True Fire video. And my latest one's actually about rhythm guitar. And so doing all the old chunk rhythm and stuff like that, I was looking to buy a 335. And I met a man named Bill Cummins at the Philly show. And Bill actually used to work for D'Angelico and, of course, really started doing some wonderful, real high-end American-made jazz boxes. And, hey, I'll be coming here in a minute there, Train, if you can get to that. But he's leaving without me. But actually, man, this guitar it's probably the most expensive guitar that I own, but you can see it's all handcrafted.
Wow.
He builds out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this is my number one go-to big body guitar when I need, you know, some old chunk rhythm and stuff like that. Or if I want to get a nice jazzy tone, you know, I'll pull this bad girl out. But Bill is absolutely incredible as a guitar builder and a luthier, and certainly has become a great friend of mine. I'm proud to have this guitar.
Wow, so spruce top, looks like maple back and sides.
Yes, maple back and sides. And of course, the way he did this neck, man, was it's just gorgeous.
Wow.
All the hand tooling around the edges for the binding and
wow,
you know, made a custom pick guard, wooden knobs. I mean, this jazz box is about as high end as you can get, and he really did this up for me so I could take it on the True Fire video. But it's become one of my favorite guitars, and Music Man doesn't make a jazz box, so
right.
So I usually bring this one out, man, and have a lot of fun with it. So
wow, it's just
really, really proud of it. And Bill Cummins is amazing. So go to CumminsGuitars.com and check him out.
God, that's beautiful.
Yes, man. I've been wanting Brent Mason to tickle this one, man, because you know Brent's a great jazz player too.
Right.
So maybe we'll get a chance to do that one day soon. But I'm just really proud to have this, man, and really be, you know, proud to call Bill a great friend. He really is.
That is such a beautiful work of art, man.
It really is, man. This is one of those guitars, man, you can sit and stare at for hours and just see the intricacies. Now, that sounds weird coming from a blind guy, I know. but I swear, man, I do. I spend a lot of time studying the guitars that, you know, that I have, and really am so proud and blessed to own them, man. You know, the good Lord's been good to me, John.
Yeah.
He really has, man. And this is just one of my best pieces, man, that I'm real proud of.
Yeah, I love it, man.
This will be a lifetime guitar for me. It's just one of those guitars that you really don't want to take out because it's so valuable.
Right.
But then again, it screams at you going, play me, play me. So yeah, I have to bring it out, man. It's a sweetheart, so.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Well, that is a great arsenal of guitars. It makes me nervous even holding it. That's a great arsenal of guitars. Now let's talk amps a little bit.
Sure, man. Well, my amp world has changed a lot, my friend.
Yeah, I remember seeing you back in Roberts during, I think, the Twin days.
Yep, oh yeah.
And it was peeling the paint off the walls.
Oh my gosh, buddy. Yeah. And now I'm in the half stack world. You know, I just hooked up with Avatar actually through Cliff Coltrary from DestroyAllGuitar.com. And DestroyAllGuitars.com, if you haven't checked out that website, man, it's incredible.
Hmm.
And so really, he sells the highest end, best sounding amplifiers and guitars on the market. And of course, that's how I hooked up with Charles Whitfield and different.
Sure.
You know, I have so many guitars, brother. You guys will have to do a part two and come to the house. You know?
Right.
But
right.
But my amplifiers, man, I got turned on to these Reeve Space Cowboys by Cliff Coltrary from Destroy All Guitars. And I got to say, man, they're a British voiced amplifier, and they're kind of based on the old high watts. But this one's 100 watts. It's single channel. It's you know, there's a tube reverb in it. It's got a boost section in the back. But then again, it's very simple and easy to use. It's real clean all the way to 10. It doesn't really dirty up unless you make it.
Sure.
And but Cliff also hooked me up with Avatar, and we did a Johnny Hyland 412 signature cabinet that's half open back, half closed back.
Wow, that's great. And what kind of speakers are you running out of it?
I'm running Celestion G12 K100s, and huh. I love them, man. They're, you know, if you remember right, I was probably in your magazine years ago for the Celestion ad for the G12 Century, which was the neodymium magnet.
Sure.
And then, of course, they stopped making them. So when I called Rick Skillman from Celestion, I said, buddy, I need a loud, clean speaker. And he said, buddy, I've known you too long. I know what you like.
Yeah.
So he sent me those, and I loved them so much. I've put them in my old Music Man amps that I have. But yeah, they went stock in the Johnny Hyland Avatar 412. So it's,
that's killer. And I love the fact that you get the option between closed back and get them both in one.
Well, it
that's...
gives you a natural compression, but it also gives you that openness, you know, in the back. And so it's... You know, all Analysis Plus cables. I've been running Analysis Plus for a lot of years now.
Mm.
And even the speaker cabinets in the back, I still run Analysis Plus. And,
so now in the two, do you just have one as a backup and
yes.
one as a, yeah,
yeah
as
I don't want to. I don't want to, you know, I've lost a lot of hair, John, from skinning people's hair back, including my own. And I don't want to do that, man.
Yeah.
I tried the stereo thing for a while, but being a chicken picker, man, I like that good old mono in-your-face sound, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah, I just use one as a backup. And
yeah, which is a tube amp, you kind of always have to have
yes,
a backup.
You do. Yeah. Yes, you do, man. And there's actually KT-77s in these. So,
Really, it's funny because when I close my eyes, I hear a very Fendery American tone. But
But
I think it's your hands, man.
Well, I think it might be the hands, but also I've tried to align the perfect pedals to go with the amp.
Yeah. So this is a clean platform, and
yes,
all the dirt
is.
Comes through your pedals.
Yes. Yes. And that brings me to this big monster on the floor.
Okay. Perfect.
This is my newest pedal board, man. And I got to tell everybody out there, even being legally blind, I build my own boards.
Oh, that's great.
Why? Because I want to know what's going on. Right. I want to know what I'm running, what's going, and how it's working. And
it's kind of like they say, you know, a parachuter should pack his own chute.
Exactly.
So if it goes down.
You know, old gunslingers, which I look like, you know, Hosh Cartwright here. You know, he used to, you know, they say them old Western boys, they used to just pack their own billets, right? They'd fill their own ammo and all that.
Yeah.
Well, I work on my own ammo.
Right. So. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the newest self-built pedal board.
Yeah, and it's a dude, it's the biggest pedal train they make. It's the Terra 42.
Very cool.
I gotta tell you, man, people have laughed at me. They're like, how come you put your power supply on the top? And I'm like, because if you have a problem, I don't want to be lifting the thing trying to see, you know, so I like everything right on the top of my board.
I get it, man.
You know, and
I always
wanted to keep my rig as simple as possible.
Yeah.
And you know, playing with Don Kelly down at Roberts for years. I used a triple boss box, man, with three pedals in it. I never really used a lot of effects.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm 41 years old, and I'm writing a new record. And so I wanted to be inspired. I wanted to, you know, to see what new technology was out there. And when I started messing around with, you know, metal pedals, which are hand point-to-point wired pedals, TC Electronic stuff, man, their tones are just so amazing.
Right.
So I started having, you know, like being like a kid in a candy store. I just started having fun.
Right.
And that's what this pedal board is, man. It's... I tell people it's everything from a baby fart to a clap of thunder. And that's what it is. So just, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll walk you through the board, but it's real simple. It's huge, but it's simple.
Okay.
Because let's start over here. The guitar plugs into the new GoGo Horizon tuner. I don't know if you've seen that. And
no,
it might be kind of hard because it's still daylight to see it.
Yeah, we're outside in, broad daylight. So.
But as you can see.
Right. I can.
The display is actually still readable.
Yeah. Even in the worst possible conditions.
Green you're in, red you're out, buddy. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know?
Green means go.
Green means go. And so that's brand spanking new. It just came out.
Awesome. And you're going quarter inch directly in, no wireless
nonsense. I'm running right out of the tuner, right into the big Karl Martin OctaSwitch MK2.
Cool.
Which it's my first time using a pedal switcher or a looper. More a switcher for me, I guess, is the best way to use it. But it has been amazing for a blind guy. Most people say, oh my gosh, you know, pedal switchers are so much smaller now with all the programmable this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, no, I want something that lights up big, that's a bright color, easy to see, easy to step on.
Yeah.
And the Karl Martin OctaSwitch MK2, they, you know, when I reached out to Karl Martin, they were amazing in hooking up a blind boy with something I can see. It's great, you know.
That's great. Now, so, did you notice much of a tonal change after you started doing
them? Not at all. Huh. And the weird thing is I run, you know, Analysis Plus cables, and they're 20 feet long.
Wow.
So I've got 40 feet running just from guitar to pedal board and then out to amp.
Right.
And then that's not counting all the little connector cables that you have to use.
Yeah.
So I needed a buffer.
Yeah.
Now, granted, when I got the Karl Martin, TC Electronics just released the Bonafide buffer, which I use on my smaller board.
Mm.
But with this one, the buffer was built in. So it really cleaned my signal up a lot.
Awesome.
And so essentially, if we look at the looper, let's start with patch one, which is essentially my clean tone, which consists of the Cali 76 compressor.
Cool. Now that's
made by Origin, which is amazing. It's my favorite compressor.
And now that is in that tiny size,
yes, it's so much
really helps.
Yes, it's so shrunken. They've done a great job with it too.
Yeah.
No tonal loss.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so I have that in my clean tone. The ISP Decimator too, which I can't live without. Takes all the excess noise out.
Sure.
And I'm also running the Exotic RC Booster,
okay.
just to kind of give me enough dirt to, you know. So here's my clean tone, you know. And it's
awesome.
And you know, it doesn't really lose any tone when I'm cranked up all the way. You know, I'm trying to be as good to your ears as I can, my friend. So, but that's my essential clean tone.
Sure.
And so three pedals are making up that preset.
Yeah.
If you go to this one, all I've done is taken that same preset and added the TC Electronic Mojo, which just gives you just a hair more dirt. So it's kind of like doing the country rock thing, you know. just, it's the same country tone, but it's just a little bit of dirt on it.
Right, and it's almost like kind of a mid-range, low mid-range
yes,
punch. That,
right.
Yeah, that's
awesome. And that
awesome.
Pedal does a lot of, you know, different overdrives, really cool.
Sure.
So now, what I've done is kind of kept the same thing again with the ISP decimator. And so this preset all I'm running is the Johnny Hyland Signature Grumble Box made by Metal Pedals in New Jersey.
Cool.
And my buddy Dave Panleone makes this pedal for me. All hand point to point wired, made right here in the USA. And we actually made this pedal as a blues pedal after a Dumble amp.
Hmm.
So it can get real bluesy or real dirty depending on what you want. I have it set for kind of like an 80s rock, you know. So I can scream with it, you know.
Right.
And which is really great, and it's a lot of fun. And also in the looper, if you keep going from there, I added this new pedal over here called the Mosaic by Digitech. And I have to thank everyone from Digitech, man. Hardwire pedals have been wonderful to me. So when you go over here to this next patch, it's basically the same distortion with the 12-string pedal. So if I do like a... So it gives me kind of a 12-string sound with the distortion.
Right, but very subtle. I mean, it's
yes.
not like an over-the-top, doesn't sound like a pedal. It's just
no,
like
but I was so in love with how this pedal sounded that I added it to my clean tone as well. So I could. So it has a really cool 12-string effect.
And that's the Mosaic.
Yeah, that's the Mosaic, man. And so
awesome.
That's, outside of that, the only thing I have going left in the looper is this guy right here. And this is kind of my Jimi Hendrix-y kind of rock, kind of... So essentially, it's my grumble box with the DLS Versa Vibe added to it.
Oh, cool!
Which is fun, and I've never really used a Vibe pedal, or you know, till this year, really. And I've, you know, here again, it's one of those kids in the candy store. Wow, I love this tone! And you play it because it makes you happy.
Sure.
You know. Now, what I want to show you guys is, it's the first time I realized you didn't have to put everything in a looper.
Right.
So with my clean tone, you know, I'm a huge Danny Gatton fan, right? So I wanted to get the same Leslie sound that Danny got, but in a pedal. So what I love is I can play kind of like... You know, like Danny had the original Leslie thing.
Yeah.
Well, I can speed it up, slow it down, and it's not in the looper, you know. So I can... So I kind of use it even like a chorus pedal.
Sure.
This way, you know.
Yeah, so it's slow. It's real. Yeah,
oh, it's
real
got
chorus-y.
a real kind of redneck jazz explosion, relentless kind of, you know. So it has a nice swirl to it,
oh,
you know. And
awesome.
And of course, my delay and my reverb are not in the loop either. And that's actually the TC Electronics Flashback X4, which I truly, truly love. It's my favorite delay I think I've ever had. Why? Because I have three different delays at my feet. And of course I have a looper built in, which I've never really used the looper much, except to do a ditto tone print, which was fun.
Cool.
And, but I have a tap tempo as well, which is cool. But I also, you know, like the delay I'm using now, it's just a kind of gives you one hit and then dies off, you know? And then of course my second one, I have my rockabilly. You know, gives that Danny Gatton thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Awesome.
And then, of course, in my third one, I have like a real pretty kind of delay thing that's real loose, so I can... Maybe I didn't hit it. There it is. Now, I tell people that's kind of my rock and roll one. So when I'm cranking up distortion, I'll use this. And songs like Song for Helen, or, you know, that was on my first album. Stuff like that, you know, I have to have that kind of slower delay. Sure. But I also love it when I'm doing steel guitar stuff, you know, like... You know, it gives you a nice, it kind of lengthens out your tone, which is really fun.
Oh, awesome, man.
So, and then of course I'm using the spring reverb in the Hall of Fame, man. So really that's what my board consists of. It sounds like, it looks like a lot more, but it's really simple to run and it's a lot of fun and it's really effective on the road for me. So
God, it sounds great. And I love that do you do much switching in and out as you go? I mean, do you have high turnover pedals, or you do like
no.
this
in
is
fact,
it?
They with having the Carl Martin, man, made it to where I don't have to tap dance anymore.
Yeah.
Because before, being legally blind, I was going, oh no, where yeah, is right. it? Where is right. it? And so I just hated missing, man. You know, and I've missed a lot of pedals in my day trying to reach for them and sing in front of the show. And,
right.
So having the Carl Martin switcher, man, the Octa-Switch has just really been a huge blessing to me. And
wow.
Of course, all the guys from Voodoo Lab, I'm powering everything with a Mondo.
Yeah.
And of course, like I said, it's a pedal train. I've been working with John Chandler for years, since pedal train started back in, what, 04, 05, somewhere in there.
Just right out in Franklin,
yep,
right?
Yep, out in Franklin. And, you know, Analysis Plus cables and V-picks and Music Man guitars for the most part. Godan. My rig's actually pretty simple, John, but it has to be for a blind guy, man. I don't want a big rig where people have to worry about, you know, running a whole B-rig behind everything.
Right.
It's simply switch the amp cable over and turn it on and let me go for it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Johnny, it sounds killer. You're killer, amazingly talented guy, great guy. What a talent, man.
Buddy,
thank you so
I appreciate
much for joining
that.
Us.
Thank you, man. I have to give one final thank you, man, to Long Hollow Leathers. Levy's Leathers, Leathers. Gator Cases, man, their new GoPro or ProGo, whatever they call those cases. Man, they're fantastic. I've been working with Gator for the last year. Love them. Electrosonics, wireless units. When I play a big show, I'm running wireless. So
Well,
there's
long
so many great
leather.
People to thank, man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, those guys are great.
They are.
Yeah, great companies, yeah.
Yeah, so it's I've had a real blessed career, man. Good Lord's been good to me, and all the fans will be watching for us on the road. New record coming out.
Yeah, when is the next record coming out?
Actually, it'll be sometime this year, man. We're working pretty hard on it. The writing is done. We've gone in the studio and tested a few of the things, and we have a new EP that's coming out for a short time while we're on the road to get prepared for the new record, you know, and give something for the fans to buy. But at the same time, this new record's going to be more vocal-oriented than guitar this time, so... Still, it's still going to have all the chicken picking licks and all the fun stuff that I do, but more vocals on this new album, so...
Killer.
You know, it's... Training the voice box.
Right,
you know?
Right. I can't wait to hear it, man. I'm a fan, so...
Well, this one's going to be called Standing Strong, man, and I'm really excited. I'm working with Crush Worldwide now for management, and, you know, brand new Johnny Hyland Band, TJ Armstrong on bass, Bruce Guttridge on drums, Mike Durham on guitar, and man, I'm just really the most blessed man in the world right now, man. It's great.
Great, man. Well, congratulations. Well-deserved success. And
thank you.
Can't wait to hear it.
Well, buddy, I'll tell you what. You come to the house, we'll have to talk about doing a part two, because I got a lot many more guitars than that.
I'd love that, yeah.
But hey, man, thanks to Premier Guitar. I love you guys, man. I've always appreciated the support over the years. Keep checking out johnnyhyland.net. We got a lot of cool things on the new site. And just appreciate the support, John, big time, man.
All right. Till next time, till we do part two at your house.
That's right.
Play us out,
Cheers.
Johnny.
Cheers. Right on, brother. We can do it.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.